Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go to Pennsylvania. I'll tell you, Donald Trump is politically tone deaf in a way. And you can say, come on, Matt. Here's a guy that comes out of nowhere, businessman, crooked businessman, and gets himself elected president. He knows a lot. And the answer is yes, I agree with that. Having accomplished that, as bad as he is, you have to have a grudging acknowledgement that he understands something about the base that a lot of other people didn't. The reason I say, though, that he is tone deaf about keeping his base is, first of all, he's alienated the vast majority of the Republican Party, what I would call the mainstream Republican Party, who will do anything to get rid of the guy. But secondly, he truly misunderstands the pathology of the far right base that is peculiar only to him. And let me give you two examples. And the second one is the most recent example in Pennsylvania. The first one is, remember about a month or so ago, he gets up in front of a crowd and tells them they should get vaccinated and boosted. Remember that? And they booed him. They booed him. His whole shtick, his whole weird thing is he's a tough guy. He doesn't wear masks. He doesn't distance and he doesn't get vaccines. Turns out he got all the vaccines earlier than you did and that I did. He's not stupid. I mean, he knows he needs to get the vaccines. And he talked anti-vax. And then somewhere along the line, I said on this show, but a lot of other people said all around the country, he was an idiot when he ran for election, re-election in 2020. I'm very glad that he made the following mistake because we wanted Biden in there. But all he had to do was say, look, I'm the guy that fast-tracked the vaccine. Here they came up with a vaccine in 8 months or something, when usually it takes 5 years. I put a lot of money into it. I told the pharmaceutical companies that they would have a guaranteed customer in the U.S. government. We guarantee buying 300 million or so vaccines from them and boast about it and look semi-reasonable. Not look like a nut. Even if you are a nut, try not to look like a nut. Well, no, this was too much for him. So he had to go anti-vax. He got the worst of all worlds. Then Biden stepped in to be pro-vax. But then he decided after the fact, well, maybe I was an idiot not to boast about having pressed the vaccines. And he started to do it and he got booed. He got booed. He misconstrued the pathology of the right wing of his base. Well, he misconstrued the pathology of the right wing of his base in Pennsylvania in the last couple of days. He appeared at a rally for a guy named Dr. Oz. Now, I've never watched Dr. Oz. Anything I hear about Dr. Oz, it doesn't please me at all, quite frankly, but this idiot is running for the Senate. He's running for the Senate in Pennsylvania. He just plucks it out of thin air. Has some bucks, running for the Senate. He has name recognition, you know, and if there's a big primary and it's whoever gets the most votes, a plurality, the guy with the most name recognition sometimes gets, you know, 30% of the vote and the next guy gets 28% of the vote and he ends up being the nominee. So I think Trump looked at this and thought Oz will probably win. And there's another guy named McCormick who's a who's no good either, quite frankly. He's a hedge fund guy, but at least he's more of a conventional Republican. Trump goes, well, no, Oz will win. So he gets up in front of a crowd in Pennsylvania. Now, Dr. Oz's name, full name is Mehmet Oz, M-E-H-M-E-T. That's how he appears on the ballot. He's a Turkish gentleman. He was born in the United States. His father's a doctor. Dr. Oz is actually a medical doctor. I think his father was born in Turkey, very conservative religiously, came to, I think it was the Cleveland Clinic or somewhere in Ohio to practice medicine. And young Oz, young Dr. Emmett Oz, was born. So he's an American citizen. But he has a big mouth. There's nothing that he says that's in the interest of the United States. And Trump gets up to tout him, to endorse him. And you know what happens? A big chunk of the audience turns their backs. And then others boo. They boo. Now, how did Trump misunderstand, underestimate, misestimate the pathology of the right wing? It's because the thing that turned his campaign around was in November of 2015, when the Charlie Hebdo massacre occurred in France, and Islamic terrorists went in and murdered the editorial staff of a magazine that had put pictures that they thought were insulting of the Prophet Muhammad, and everybody was shocked. Trump said, we're going to have to stop bringing Muslims into the United States. And he'd also said, we're going to build a wall and keep Mexicans out of the United States. He immediately went up in the polls in the Republican primary. He immediately went up. And Jeff Sessions, governor, senator from Alabama, endorsed him. That was the hook to the very right-wing pathology of the Trump base. That always has been. So he gets up in Pennsylvania, and he endorses Mehmet Oz to go to the Senate. He forgot where his base was. And I'm glad he did, because Mehmet Oz is not going to win. Mehmet Oz is not going to win. I think the Democrats are going to win in Pennsylvania. Mehmet Oz may not even win the primary. And if he does, I think he's damaged goods. He's toast. And I'm glad Trump did it, because Trump got damaged. Now he's going around saying, take vaccines and put Mehmet Oz in the Senate. And the right wing, the pathological wing of his base is going, well, wait a minute. They may not vote Democratic. I don't think they ever will, but they may not vote. First of all, if Trump himself is not on the ballot, they're much less likely to vote. But secondly, if they have questions about the integrity of the positions that Trump is taking, they definitely won't vote. So this guy is an unguided missile. He attacks the mainstream of the Republican Party, attacks Moscow Mitch, he attacks senators. Then now he turns on his own right-wing base, and you can say in a peculiar way he did the right thing, but he's not withdrawing anything he said before. But now he's supporting vaccines, supporting Mehmet Oz in the Senate, and people are never going to vote for Trump if they're Democrats, and they're never going to vote for Democrats if they're Trump supporters, but they definitely were booing him again after they booed him on the vaccine thing, and they definitely turned their back. They just stood there and turned their backs. So he's looking out over a crowd with their backs turned and some of them booing. Some of them booing Trump, a key mistake in Pennsylvania. There are a series of fires and bombings in Russia that clearly are anti-war, and I think they're a good thing. Over the weekend, there's an aviation college set on fire in Perm, city of Perm, P-E-R-M, Russia, 700 miles from Moscow. The same town had a major ammunition dump blow up. The Ruskies say, well, this was just a typical fire. But all over Russia, there are a number of them. All over Russia, and I'm talking about a dozen or more. People in Russia are getting the picture of the sadism, the genocide that's going on in Ukraine. And they're starting to fight back. I had hoped that they would do something at the May Day parade today, the May 9th parade. It's 8 or 9 hours later in Russia right now, so they've already had it. We'll talk about that later in the show. Putin was going to be there. Really had hoped that something would happen there. Apparently the security was so tight, it didn't happen. But increasingly, Putin is so isolated, so hated. In fact, they know that what's going on, even though he has a muzzle on the state media, there are these VPNs, private networks, virtual private networks. People are getting the message. And what they're doing is they're blowing up ammunition dumps, setting an aviation college on fire that's tied into Russia's arms manufacture. And good for them. Keep it up. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.